minds. Hallelujah. Now, is it possible that the canvas of sky, a place that every human eye can gaze upon, is it possible that on the canvas of sky, Yahweh wrote the gospel and Satan has tried to pervert that gospel? Is it possible that the heavens is truly where the throne of Yahweh is established? Let's find out. Go to the next screen. Yahweh is the God of patterns. The majesty of Yahweh is revealed in His unchanging nature. What He has done yesterday is what He will do tomorrow. His plans are just as sure and steadfast. The gospel message is revealed to us by Yahweh in many places besides the Bible. Next screen. The tabernacle of Moses is a complete prophetic shadow of the gospel. Hold on now. Now, let's go read how Moses built this tabernacle. Exodus 25 and 40. Somebody else read. He's holding the camera. Exodus 25 and verse 40. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 25 and verse 40. Someone read.
And see that you make them according to the pattern which was shown to you on the mountain.
All right now. How did Moses build this tabernacle? By what? By what?
Pattern.
A pattern. Now, he saw this pattern when he went up in the mountain. Evidently, he went to a little bit higher dimension. And he saw a pattern. And he built the tabernacle by a pattern. What pattern did he see that showed him how? The scriptures always amazed me, by the way. I always wondered before now, what pattern did Moses see that showed him how to build the tabernacle? How many tribes was camped around that tabernacle? 12. Keep that number in your mind because we're going somewhere with it. Hebrews 8:5. Read. When y'all see these scriptures, look them up quickly for us. Hebrews 8:5.
They serve at a sanctuary that is the pattern and shadow of the heavenly things. As Moses was admonished by Yahuwah when he was about to make the tabernacle, for he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
Okay, so what pattern? Brother Tim, what pattern did Moses build the tabernacle by?
The one given to him.
Say it again.
The one given to him by God.
The one given to him. And that's right. We have to understand Moses was looking at something. There was something, yes.
He was standing on the mountain looking at the sky.
He was looking, that's right. He was up on the mountain. Now I'll show you another scripture where Isaiah told the prophet, go up to the mountain and look up and behold your God. Moses went on top of the mountain for how many days? 40 days. Now I want y'all to think with me. Moses on top of the mountain for 40 days. What do you think he might be doing all night long up there? Then he might be looking up? You think maybe he saw a pattern up there? Let's follow this carefully now. Yahweh created a pattern that told the gospel that showed Moses how to build the tabernacle to tell the same gospel. Now I want to prove it to you. Next screen. What is the pattern? If Yahweh created the heavens in the beginning, the first creation, doesn't it seem likely that this is where we would find the first pattern? Come on, wake up, Satan. If He created the heavens first, don't you normally put the pattern in the first? Hallelujah. We're going to get somewhere now, children. Don't it make sense that this is the pattern that Moses saw on top of the mountain for 40 days? That all other future temples and tabernacles would be built from. Remember the law first mentioned in the Bible? Wherever it is mentioned first is where the pattern begins. Remember that next screen. Now let's talk about cowboys. Cowboys and clusters. Now, brothers and sisters, in a modern world, We live in houses now. Those houses are full of TVs and games, and we're all looking down. But there was a time in our history when we all looked up. Go with me back to the old prairie range of the cowboys and the Indians. And imagine old John Wayne at the end of a day, a long ride. They lay down at night out there on the open prairie. And his head's on his saddle. Their entertainment in all of human history was the sky and the stars that God created. Every culture has always looked up. Satan's got ours looking down. We're all looking down. But yet the Bible said, look up, your redemption draweth now. Look up. I got a message for you up there. Look up a little higher. Sometimes in all of human history, Sister Shelby, there's never been a society before ours that couldn't tell you where the Big Dipper was. Your child couldn't point it out now if they had to. Why? We were mesmerized by the heavens. Every generation was mesmerized by what it was saying to us. Not our generation. They're clueless about the heavenly patterns. They're clueless about, they don't even know what a quarter moon or full moon or a half. They don't know anything is. Why? Because Satan is trying to stop a message. Believe me when I tell you that. Amen? Now those cowboys out in the prairie, they look up and they see that beautiful starry sky. Listen, humans knew the heavens at one time, the patterns of the stars, the alignment of the planets, but Satan did also. Now, if God was going to create a pattern to speak to us by, what Satan's done? There's all, any time there's a fake, it always comes from the real.
That's right.
So now Satan says, all right, if every human's going to look up there, see, we're going to get somewhere in a few minutes. Keep on, next screen. Now the tabernacle is the gospel. Get it again, brother? No? Okay, my pictures are all missing, huh? I had pictures up there, and they're all gone. But this would have been a picture of the tabernacle. And then go to the next screen. All my pictures are gone. I don't know what happened to them. All right, now all of these tell the gospel. Do you know the tabernacle of Moses tells the gospel? For example, there was one way into the tabernacle. It was through the door at the front. Yahshua said,
I am the door.
Only one way into the Holy of Holies is through me. See? And then when they got to the outer court, there was what? An altar? A brazen laver? And the candlestick? Yahshua was recognized. This was a prophetic rendering of the coming of Yahshua. The whole tabernacle was a pattern that came from a pattern. Oh, oh, oh! She, Sha. It was a pattern that came from a pattern. Something that's talking about the way or the door. See? Now you come to the brazen laver, that's water baptism. You must be baptized. See? You come to the altar, which is the cross of Christ, where he died for your sins. You got to come through the cross. Everything's bringing you to the Father. Yeah, I hope you just heard me. Yeshua's bringing you to the Father. He is the door to the Father. He didn't say, I am the Father. He said, I am the door. Okay. Y'all ain't going to help you tonight. Go to the next screen. Next screen. Next screen. Go, go, go. All right, but where did this pattern come from? Now, do you know that every believer watching this video had no problem when I told them that the gospel was in the tabernacle? They all believe that. No problem. But what happens when you tell them that maybe there was a pattern before the tabernacle? All of a sudden, they freak out. Right? Absolutely. But for some reason, when we bring you to the pattern from which the gospel was first preached, we feel a pause. Why? Because Satan has perverted Yahweh's creation and caused men to worship the creation more than the Creator. So therefore, we just throw the baby out with the bathwater. We call it the Zodiac. Yep. Oh, Satan perverted. We just gonna throw it all out. That's what Satan wants you to do. He don't want you to know what the skies are saying unless it's under his control. Yahshua, listen to me carefully. Hasatan perverts everything Yahweh's ever created. Look at Caitlyn Jenner. That man was a good-looking man. Athlete. Triathlon athlete. A handsome, masculine man. And now, I look at it. I promise you, I'm a judge. I'm heartbroken when I see it. To see how Satan can twist people's minds. Satan wants to steal every woman's femininity and every man's masculinity. He wants it. He wants women to be butches. He wants women to be lesbians. He wants men to be feminine and men to be queer. Why? Because Yahweh created a perfect man and a woman. Satan must pervert everything Yahweh created, including the sky.
That's why everybody's against
the sky belonged to Yahweh. Next three. What does the Bible mean when it says this? Let's read it. Psalms 97:6, read it. Let's try to move quickly. Psalms 97:6.
The heavens will declare his righteousness, and all the nations will see his glory.
Is that Psalms 97:6?
Yep.
Maybe it's Psalms 97:1.
Yahuwah reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 97. Thank you, Lord. Let's find out what we got here. Psalms 97. Now I'm going to show you something tonight. I want to show you how slick Hasatan thinks he is. 97:6. Okay. The heavens declare his what? His what? His righteousness. And all the nations see his glory. Now, just a minute. What does that mean? The heavens declare his righteousness. Do you know what Yahshua was? The righteousness of God. Oh, good God from Zion. The heavens declare the Messiah. Watch this. Go. Now, the word declare, what does that mean? Oh, everybody says the heavens declare the glory of God, declares his right. What does the word declare mean? To scribe the heavens write about his righteousness. Tell the heavens, tell about his righteousness. Now, how does looking up at a bunch of stars tell about God's righteousness? You don't understand who the righteousness of God is. It's Yahshua and me, his brothers. The heavens are scribing. They're writing a message about the righteousness of Yahweh, which is Yahshua, the branch. Watch it. Declare. Number. Count. Show forth. Write. The heavens speak. Somebody say the heavens speak. What does that mean? The heavens speak. And yet your church tells you, don't listen to the heavens. It's pagan. No, it wasn't when Yahweh created it. It was when Satan perverted it. And he don't want you to look at it. Now what about commune, told out, reckon, show, and talk? Go to the next ring. You ever heard somebody say, I'm talking and you're not listening? The heavens are talking and the church is not listening.
Wow.
The heavens are declaring a message. September the 23rd is right upon us. And the heavens are trying to prepare God's holy people. But the church has told you. Just read your Bible. You don't need none of that. And that's what Satan wants to do. Take your eyes off the majesty of the heavens. This is how Yahweh feels when we ignore what the heavens are saying. His creation speaks to us. Nature speaks to us. Next. The entire written Bible or scroll is impossible to understand until you first understand the heavenly Bible or the heavenly scroll. You see this Bible? Before it was a Bible, it was a scroll rolled up. So instead of saying the heavenly scroll, we can say the heavenly Bible. Either way, it's the same thing. Before you can understand this written Bible, it came from the heavenly Bible that you paid no attention to. The original Bible was written up there before there was ever a piece of paper created on our planet. This Bible came from that Bible. Do you understand Yahweh's first Bible is the heavens? And until you get it, listen to me. Until you get what I'm teaching tonight, you will never you'll never understand this Bible. You'll think you understand it, but you don't. Why? Because that Bible came from the first Bible. And until you get that understanding, you'll never understand this one. I want to give you an example. Can I give you an example? When Yahshua said, I came from heaven, and I go back to heaven. Oh, see, Brother Bob? He was pre-existent. He came down from heaven. Now he's gone back to heaven. I thought I taught you what the word heaven meant. What he said was, I came down from that message that was in the heavens. It was all about me. And that message became flesh. And now I'm going back. You won't see me in the physical. You'll only see me in that message. That's what happens if you don't understand what the word heaven means. You'll think that Yahshua came from heaven. See what I meant? When I said if you don't get the first Bible, you'll mess this one all up. If you don't understand that heaven is, the heavens was telling about Yahshua when Adam was created. Listen, please, I beg you to listen. I know it's late and I know this is deep. But the whole world is listening to me tonight. Somebody's going to understand what I'm saying. When Yahshua said, I came from heaven, what he was telling you was that in the heavens there was a message about me. And I'm standing right here, and every one of you knew that message. But yet you fail to know me. I am the path, the door, the message that that sky was telling you about all these thousands of years. I came. That's where I came from. And you reject me while reading that heavenly message about me. Now next week I'm going to prove to you. We're going to go through every constellation and prove to you that every one of them was about Yahshua. And he said, I came from that message. Good God from heaven. Now listen to me. As a baby believer, Sister Stephanie, as a baby believer, you will first find Christ. You will first find the Messiah back here in the New Testament or the New Scroll. Mm-hmm. As you mature in God a little bit, you'll find Christ back here in the Old Testament. When you get really mature, you'll find him in the chapter that started before either one of these, that Bible. Take what I just said. A baby Christian's got to find him in the new. Mature Christian finds him in the old. But when you come to a hundredfold, you'll find him in the original Bible. He changed. See, that's where Yahweh's bringing us to. That original understanding. That greater glory. Listen to me tonight. If you don't love what you're hearing right now, it's telling on you. You're still 30-fold. You're still down here in the New Testament. You're 30-fold. 60-fold gets over there in the old. But come on up a little higher, 100-fold, and come up to the heavens. And let's find God right there. And you'll see how perfect He is in all of His ways. Yes.
Hallelujah.
The stars are preaching, but nobody's listening. Mm-hmm. Next screen. Now let's talk about how many in here, now not some of my other students, but how many in here, Brother Tim, do you know what the Maseroth is?
Okay.
Say it again. Okay. Brother Patrick, do you know what the Maseroth is? I don't expect you to. I've never taught it before.
I've heard the name, but I ain't heard about it.
Okay. Brother Rick?
He knows exactly what it is, actually.
I ain't asking hope.
Say it like Jesus.
Huh?
Say Zadok priesthood.
The Zadok priesthood? Not quite. If I told y'all what it was, y'all would do like Greg Holstaff would get a few months ago, you'd run up out of here calling me pagan.
Come on, let's hear it.
The Maseroth was the original name. Ooh, y'all better get ready. For the Zodiac. In Hebrew. And I'm fixing to show you where Yahweh said he created the Maseroth. Oh, yes. I ain't scared. I've been doing this a long time. See? I like what Shirley Caesar said. She said, I've been this color all my life. Maybe I've been a preacher all my life. See, the Maseroth. Now, isn't it funny? Nobody went out to church when I said Maseroth. Oh, like, oh, hallelujah, Maseroth, that's a new Hebrew word. Hallelujah. Whoosh, ay-ya-ya-ya, let's do Maseroth. But let me say Zodiac. That shows how ignorant you are.
Witchcraft.
Why? Because I'm fixing to show you something. I'm fixing to show you that Yahweh claims the Zodiac as his own. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, he does. That's all right. I can afford to lose 10 more. Hallelujah. Next string. Now, hold on. Now, do you know that Yahweh created and named what is mistakenly called the Zodiac? This is a pagan perversion of the Maseroth. The Maseroth is the Hebrew word that means the way or the path. I thought I heard Yeshua say,
yeah.
I am the way. I thought I heard Yeshua say, I am the fulfillment of the Maseroth, which is the way.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Now, the Hebrew word, now watch this, it's fixing to get really good. The Hebrew word for house is the Hebrew word maos, M-A-O-C. That's the Hebrew word for house. And that is where we get the root for mazar, means house. Next word. Now the Hebrew word for sign is oth, O-T-H in Hebrew. That's where we get, hold on, go back. That's where we get Maseroth. And brothers and sisters, do you have to be a Hebrew scholar to put them together and see that the word Maseroth means house of the sign?
Hallelujah.
In Hebrew, house of the sign. Now, have you ever heard somebody say, what is your
sign?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying perverted it. But I'm going to show you who created it and who named it. Now, houses. Okay, so there's Maseroth. Next. Now, let's go to Psalms 147:4. The Maseroth is house of the signs. Or, what does the word oath mean? Promise. House of the promises of the coming Messiah.
Yeah.
Psalms 147:4. Read.
He counts the number of the stars.
Say it one more time.
He counts the number of the stars.
He? Now, first of all, the church tells you, don't look at the stars. But he is counting.
Yep.
Read.
And he calls them all by name.
Did you say he named the stars?
Yep.
Now we get somewhere. Now the church tells you that's devils. Don't look at them. But while you're not looking at them, God's counting them and calling them by name. And yet the church tells you, don't know the names of them. Don't worry about the names. Well, I got to figure out if I got to be like you or like God. Because evidently he loves. If he's counting them and naming them and you telling me to ignore them, I got to figure out who I'm going to listen to. He named, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio,
Yes.
I'm going to show you something. He named them. I'm sorry that Satan tried to claim them, but Yahweh named them.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry that men perverted what Yahweh created so that I could see the Messiah. Every time I looked up at the heavenly scroll, I could see Jesus. I could see him in every constellation, in every house of the signs. I'm sorry that Satan perverted that. But you ain't going to get my eyes down here. I'm still looking up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Why? Because if you'll look up, you'll see your redemption. His name's Yeshua, as in Leo, the conquering lion. Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah. Good God. Next read. It opens your understanding to the things of Yahweh. Read. Exodus 23 and 20. Let's read quickly. Come on, saints. Oh, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Exodus 23 and verse 20. I can't wait to put this over the world, you see. I got to take that one word out, though.
I got it.
Exodus 23 and verse 20.
Behold, I send in a Molech in front of you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
Read.
Attend to me and obey his voice to do all against him.
Okay, notice what he said. Behold, I'm sending an angel in front of you to what? Keep you in the what? The way. Now, I thought the Maseroth means the way. I'm sending an angel in front of you to keep you in the way. Now, let's go to the next one. Now, I thought I read John 14, 2 through 6. Let's read. Oh, you're going to find out who that is. Oh, God. John 14, 3 through 6. Hallelujah. John 14, 2 through 6. All right, I'll read it if you don't have it. In my Father's house are many mansions. If this were not so, I would have told you I'd go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. Now listen. And the way, you know, the Hebrews knew the signs. He said, the way, you know this way, you know the path, you know the way. And Thomas said, teacher, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Yeshua said to him, I represent the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father except through the door. Through me, I am that way. God told Moses, I'm going to send an angel in front of you to keep you in the way. The way is the message that God first preached to us about this coming Messiah. Yeshua said, I am the Maseroth. The way. I am the message that God preached in Genesis 1 and 1 when he created the heavens and he laid out the stars and named them and set them in a line and began to tell the world about me. How do you think Paul said the whole world has heard the gospel when the whole world hasn't? All you got to do is look up. Next screen. Yeshua is the messenger of the way, foretold from the beginning. Crucified. So when was Yeshua crucified? When did the Bible say he was crucified?
From the beginning.
Before
the foundation of the world.
Before the what?
Foundation.
Now how could that be? Yeshua was crucified in 32 AD. How was he crucified before that? Are you because in the beginning of the world they was looking up at Scorpio, seeing that Scorpio being crushed? My God, he was crucified back yonder. Don't you understand your Bible?
Yes, sir.
He was crucified the moment God named a constellation Scorpio and put a scorpion there being crushed.
Yes, sir.
That would come by the crucifixion. When he put Libra up there with your scales, that's unbalanced. And your sins made you unbalanced before God. But Scorpio, from one house to the next, he was preaching the gospel about the coming Leo, the lion. My God, it's all up there. Just read the first Bible.
Goodness.
My God.
Hallelujah.
We must understand what does those houses start off with? Virgo. which is always represented by what? A virgin. What's in her hand? Oh, good doctrine's eye. Barley. Harvest. A virgin would have seed. Good God, don't you understand? The gospel starts with Virgo, ends with Leo. Everything was preached before there was ever one Bible ever written.
Blessed be his name.
Woo! That's why people can't handle this ministry. We don't play games with churchianity. We want the truth wherever it leads us. Listen, Yahshua, he was crucified when Yahweh created the constellation. Said, okay, a virgin, that's the first house. The sun's going to set in that house for 30 days every year.
Yeah.
The house of the signs. What is a sign? What is a stop sign? It's a message to stop. So really, it's the house of the messages. Good God.
Yeah.
And that sun's going to stop every 30 days in one of those houses and preach you a 30-day message about that sign. And every one of those half signs is going to lead you to Leo the Lion. Every one of those signs is going to lead you to a conquering king. Every one of those signs is going to lead you to the whole gospel.
Not just the sun. If you look at the past, the sun follows the same path, the moon follows the same orbit, and also the planet Jupiter follows the same orbit. And pretty much every wandering star goes through the whole 12 constellations.
God, you're right. It all goes through those, how many constellations?
12.
Did you say 12? How many tribes of Israel? 12. Oh, how many apostles?
12.
How many foundations to the city? Come on, children. You think that God created 12 constellations on accident? Oh, no, because his throne sits on 12. I'm fixing to show you the throne of God. Hold on now. What is 12 the number of? Divine what? Government!
Hallelujah.
Okay, go to the next screen before I get to preaching. The Hebrews knew their constellations. They knew not to worship the stars. But the first chapter of Genesis says that when God created the heavenly bodies, he did so for several reasons. Next screen, let's go in our Bibles real quick to Genesis. Why did Yahweh create the heavens? Let's go to Genesis 1:14 and read it quickly.
And Yahuwah said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark the feast and for days and years.
All right, now listen carefully. Yahweh said, let there be lights in the heavens. The first thing they're going to do is separate the day from the night. But then they're going to serve as what? Somebody say sign.
Sign.
So why are you scared to death when somebody say, what's your sign? Yahweh created the stars to be signs. And to tell us when the feast days would come. For days and for years. Saints, stay with me.